Where is the show? Why someone with plans to become a philosopher, or a scientific philosopher of history, would wind up in business school, and the Wharton School no less, still escapes me. There I saw that it was not merely some inconsequential politician in a small and antique country, and his philosophical driver, Mikhail, who did not know what was going on. After all, people in small countries are supposed to not know what is going on. What I saw was that in one of the most prestigious business schools in the world, in the most potent country in the history of the world, the executives of the most powerful corporations were coming to describe what they did for a living. And it was possible that they, too, didn't know what was going on. As a matter of fact, in my mind, it was far more than a possibility. I felt in my spine the weight of the epistemic arrogance of the human race. I then realized that the great strength of the free market system is the fact that company executives don't need to know what's going on. I became obsessive. At the time, I started becoming conscious of my subject, the highly improbable consequential event. And it wasn't only well-dressed, testosterone-charged corporate executives who were usually fooled by this concentrated luck, but persons of great learning. This awareness turned my black swan from a problem of lucky or unlucky people in business into a problem of knowledge and science. My idea is that not only are some scientific results useless in real life, because they underestimate the impact of the highly improbable or lead us to ignore it, but that many of them may be actually creating black swans. These are not just taxonomic errors that can make you flunk a class in ornithology. I started to see the consequences of the idea.